everybody. Welcome to episode 440 of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a San Diego Soundbites episode. It's an interview I did with writer Michael Easton at San Diego Comic Con about some creator-owned titles, a smaller publisher that I discovered at the show. I haven't had a chance to check out the graphic novel and the stories that they've produced, but I plan on doing that soon, and I'll get back to you on my thoughts on the issues. So Credence is the book that Michael gave me. It's being compared to Bad Lieutenant. The chat Michael and I had is interesting. It's you know, we cover so much superhero material here. It's kind of traditionally where comics are these days. I won't say it's where comics have always been, because we've seen a wide variety of genres in the past, from comics focused on TV properties, humor, Western, romance, science fiction. So science fiction that are not superheroes, right? Monsters, that kind of stuff. It came from outer space, you know, all that kind of space race things that people were interested in the 50s, when there was a real space race going on. We're at a much more diverse place in comics than we've been in a long time. And people are coming to understand that these, or I should say this way of telling stories with, you know, sequential art is a legitimate way to tell a story. And it doesn't have to be just superheroes. You know, most people hear comics and that's what they think of, especially with the rise of these billion-dollar Marvel movies. But it really is a way to tell a story that's a classic way. It's been around since as long as there's been people, basically from the days of cave painting, with sequential art telling stories about hunting and such. So I'm looking forward to checking this out. It's got some endorsements from some really cool people like Mark Guggenheim, people who I know and whose opinions I trust. So I do plan on checking it out and checking out some of their other material. And then, as I said, report back to you, and also have Michael on to talk more in depth about the actual story. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Thanks for joining as always, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace coming to you once again live from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con 2018. I've discovered a new publisher. I'm here with Michael Easton, Blackwatch Comics. Tell me, this giant poster here or banner that caught my eye, Soul Stealer. I see the Mark Guggenheim quote up there, and anti-hero's anti-hero. I'm intrigued. What's it all about?
Mark was very, very kind to us. Abel Ferrer called Creed and said it gives Bad Lieutenant a run for his money.
Awesome.
It's about a guy that's trying to hold on to his family and his job while he spirals deeper into depravity. The hard thing about being a New York City cop when you're deprived is the darker he got, the more farther down the rabbit hole he went, the more promotions he got, the better he was at his job.
Oh my God.
And that's so kind of an interesting story. And then our other story, Soul Stealer, which Ain't It Cool News was kind enough to give us graphic novel of the year in 2013. The art is by Christopher Shy, who just did Dead Space and a lot of really good stuff. It's about a guy searching for his lost love through time and knowing that when he finds her, she's going to kill him because her memory's been changed about who he is to her. So it's 500 pages. It was originally three books. We now have just a large format collector's edition. And really proud of both the books. Really proud of them.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's a little bit of a common theme about finding oneself. Mm. Right? Is that something that interests you as a writer? Like diving into that kind of... get to the center of the character and find out what makes him tick, right?
I love archetypes, and I love being down in the hole and trying to find the star up there, knowing where you have to go and getting there and going on that journey. And both these stories have a really strong sense of that.
So we were talking before we started recording here about how the fact there really is a story out there for everybody. This is not superheroes, but it doesn't mean that it can't reach an audience. It doesn't mean that it can't speak to you, right? So you're a big believer in telling stories that touch people.
Absolutely. I was fortunate. I did a book for Vertigo called The Green Woman that John Bolton did the artwork for, that I wrote with Peter Straub. And Vertigo was a big influence on me. Preacher's probably my favorite graphic novel. I love Sandman. As we were discussing, people would say sometimes, well, I don't like, they associate everything with superheroes. And I always like to point out that, you know, I love History of Violence or Road to Perdition or From Hell, which were all these great graphic novels. Most people know the film versions, but these great stories. And it's a great place to develop a story and let your characters breathe and come to life. And It's one of the things I really enjoy. I find those kind of books much more entertaining. I mean, I love superhero books too, but I really, really enjoy about human beings, you know?
And as a writer telling a story, it's like, choose this medium because you're not only telling the story with your words. I mean, because if you're just trying to tell a story, you could write a novel or write a prose, right? A book. But here you get, it's the marriage of the images and the words to tell an even greater story. Like, pictures are worth a thousand words, right?
And I think the more words you can get rid of, I mean, I'm sure most of your readers are really, really bright about this and understand, but some people, I've explained, most of what I write, the 500 pages I write, it's basically a love letter to the artist.
Right.
You know, he's the one who only sees it. There, a handful of words make it onto the page. Most of it is the description that creates an image for him to create something beautiful on his palette. I have such a regard for artists. My favorite part of coming to Comic-Con is to go through Artist Alley and not only see some great established artists like Kent Williams or you know, guys that really, I've always really, I've been impressed. Blood of Tales is another book that really had a really big influence on me. But also go through Artist Alley and see these young artists just sitting with their portfolios out creating artwork. For me, that's really the heart of what this is about. And I always try to say, guys are developing stories. You know, go over there, do this yourself. Find one of these kids over here that's doing this amazing art, get together, find out some sort of monetary exchange where you can make it work and create your own comic book, you know, and
yeah,
you write your own thing. That's
100%.
It's really my favorite part of Comic-Con.
Yeah, and it's never been easier. I know you listeners, I've told you all the time, if you're interested in creating your own story, it's never been easier. There's, I've heard this from Mark Brooks, I've heard it from Mark Silvestri. There's no excuse right now. It's not like it was 20 years ago where it's tough to break in to get your work out there in front of eyes. I mean, you can create it, put it online. If you're good, people will find you.
Absolutely, and the same publishing places in America or Canada or Shanghai are available to you, that Dark Horse and Marvel. But the merger between art and words is, I think, really wonderful. One of the nice things we did with Soul Stealer is we eliminated the sort of word balloon or thought balloon, and we started just to have these words floating on the page, sort of like poetry. And the fun thing, I wrote this and I put it out there, and when I saw Chris's artwork come back, my favorite part was taking the words off of it, because the pictures had done the story. I didn't need to say, it always drives me crazy when I read a book and it says, meanwhile, back at the ranch, and we see it, we're at the ranch, you know?
Exactly.
You don't need that.
Exactly. Well, it was great chatting with you, Michael. I look forward to checking out your work. We're going to have you back on later to talk more in depth about the actual stories.
Have a great con. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet.